Democrats accuse Paul Ryan of ethnic bias with jobs giveaway to Irish. By Neil Munro on December 17, 2018. House Speaker Paul Ryan is facing Democratic criticism for his planned visa giveaway to Irish college graduates. And the Irish government is reportedly trying to overcome the opposition by promising to deliver reciprocal benefits for American graduates. The Democratic criticism came from Hawaiian Senator Brian Schatz, who responded to a Politico article on the controversy by suggesting that Ryan was acting more favorably towards Irish than towards other groups seeking to migrate into the United States. Schatz's comment came after Politico followed Breitbart's coverage of the E3 visa. But Politico added an ethnic spin to the straightforward debate over Ryan's support for the corporate outsourcing of college grad jobs. The E3 visa program now transfers roughly 22,000 U.S.-based jobs to Australian graduates, but Ryan's bill would allow Irish graduates into the E3 program, likely doubled the outsourcing to near 50,000 jobs in each year. Politico's ethnic spin began. House Speaker Paul Ryan is leaving Congress with a grateful nod to his Irish ancestors. A bill pushed by Ryan, whose family fled famine-ravaged Ireland in 1851, could provide Irish nationals with thousands of additional U.S. work visas each year. Passage of the Irish visa bill would be an unexpected but not illogical conclusion to Paul Ryan's speakership. He worked behind the scenes in 2013 and 2014 on a bill to overhaul the legal immigration system, an effort that eventually died under then-Speaker John Boehner. Ryan maintains close ties with Irish officials, and the 48-year-old Wisconsinite said earlier this year that sometime after his 60th birthday he would like to become the U.S. ambassador to Ireland. The Politico article also prompted Eugene Scott, a Washington Post reporter, to claim ethnic double standards by the right. The claim is refuted by Mark Krikorian, director of the Center for Immigration Studies. It is not clear if Scott knew the visa giveaway was uncovered by Breitbart News. The criticism has also prompted demands for a broader giveaway to Indian workers. The demand came from the immigration lawyers hired by Senator Chuck Schumer to write the 2014 Gang of Eight amnesty. The lawyer, Leon Fresco, is working with business groups to get GOP support for a bill that would provide a fast track to immigration and green cards for roughly 600,000 Indian visa workers and their family members. Meanwhile, the Irish government is scrambling to overcome the growing opposition to Ryan's visa giveaway. The legislation is not being set to Senate committees, so it needs unanimous Senate support and a presidential signature before it becomes law. Irish media reports say one senator is blocking passage, even though 13 GOP senators will need many votes from suburban college graduates in 2020. The 13 GOP senators likely facing voters in 2020 are Tennessee Senator Lamar Alexander, Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy, Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton, Iowa Senator Joni Ernst, Colorado Senator Cory Gardner, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, Georgia Senator David Perdue, Idaho Senator Jim Risch, Kansas Senator Pat Roberts, South Dakota Senator Mike Rounds, Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan, Senator Tom Tillis, and Tennessee Senator Mitch McConnell, who is the majority leader and controls the Senate's business. GOP senators who refuse to block Ryan's pro-Irish legislation will likely face charges of racial or ethnic favoritism in 2020. The opposition to Ryan's giveaway is partly fueled by the one-sided trade in the legislation. The bill offers roughly 5,000 work permits per year to Irish graduates of any age. Each visa lasts for 2 years and can be renewed endlessly. The formula will likely deliver 10,000 Irish graduates to the U.S. labor market in just 2 years, and will eventually fill 25,000 jobs if the Irish graduates stay for only an average of only 5 years. The visa also provides work permits for the spouses of E3 recipients. But Ryan's legislation does not offer any reciprocal benefits to young American graduates. Instead, the Irish government has offered to let Americans aged 55 and older retire in Ireland and spend their 401k savings on Irish-provided housing, services, and products. That offer is a double economic loss for Americans: the loss of jobs for young graduates, and the loss of jobs that would be created by the spending of retired Americans. The British Independent newspaper reported the Irish government is trying to sweeten the offer. As one of his final acts, House Speaker Paul Ryan is pushing a proposal that would greatly expand access to work visas for Irish nationals. A nod to his ancestral heritage, and drawing backlash from both sides of the political aisle. Ireland's Taoiseach, Prime Minister, Leo Varadkar has reportedly heavily lobbied Mr. Trump on the bill, with Irish officials vowing additional concessions if the measure is approved by the White House, including easing access for American retirees who wish to move to the country. Politico reported. The Irish government appears willing to offer more than just employment visas to cement the deal, according to a document circulated among Senate offices and obtained by Politico. The E3 giveaway, however, just tip of a very large, and unreciprocated, iceberg. U.S. employers keep a population of roughly 1.5 million foreign visa workers in U.S.-based jobs sought by American college graduates. The 1.5 million foreign workers are hired via the H-1B, L-1, OPT, CPT, J-1, O-1, and TN visa programs. Yet U.S. politicians have failed to win reciprocal visa programs for American graduates to work overseas. Ryan's E3 visa giveaway was exposed by Breitbart News. In 2012, a similar bill by then-Senator Scott Brown sparked claims of ethnic favoritism. An op-ed in the Huffington Post suggested the Massachusetts Republican was motivated by ethnic favoritism. But why should the Irish get a special bill? Filipinos and Chinese have been in the United States since the 1700s, and the Philippines has had a special bond with the U.S. which continues to the present. The borders, citizens, economies, and politics of Mexico and the U.S. have been and will always be inextricably linked. Thousands of professionals from the Philippines, China, Mexico, and other nations also clamor for America's promise of opportunity. Michael Innes Jimenez, a University of Alabama professor and expert on Latino and labor issues said, who is of Irish and Mexican descent, admitted that he thinks race is a factor. Sure, I think race is always in play with national-level U.S. immigration policy, he said. But I think it is a bit more complicated. It is also about economic class and political clout. Few Americans are going to complain about more white, educated Irish immigrants. Most of them will end up in the Northeast. Nationwide, the U.S. establishment's economic policy of using legal migration to boost economic growth shifts wealth from young people towards older people by flooding the market with cheap white-collar and blue-collar foreign labor. That flood of outside labor spikes profits and Wall Street values by cutting salaries for manual and skilled labor that blue-collar and white-collar employees. The cheap labor policy widens wealth gaps, reduces high-tech investment, increases state and local tax burdens, hurts kids' schools and college education, pushes Americans away from high-tech careers, and sidelines at least 5 million marginalized Americans and their families, including many who are now struggling with fentanyl addictions. Immigration also steers investment and wealth away from towns in heartland states because coastal investors can more easily hire and supervise the large immigrant populations who prefer to live in coastal cities. In turn, that investment flow drives up coastal real estate prices, pricing poor U.S. Latinos and blacks out of prosperous cities, such as Berkeley and Oakland.